This is Exclusivia.
Jim Keane from ARX talks about how adaptable resistance exercise maximizes strength training in all phases of resistance differently than weight training.
The basic idea is that what we're trying to do in strength training is get mechanical tension. So mechanical tension is the keys to the kingdom. That's the primary stimulus to which our bodies adapt. And this is why you use heavier and heavier and heavier weights over time. You know, month after month, year after year, you're trying to use heavier and heavier weights because you intuitively know that the more mechanical tension you apply to your body, well, the greater the adaptive response will be in the form of bigger muscles, stronger muscles, more developed muscles, tendons, ligaments, everything we want from strength training. So we have that. Okay, good. We want more mechanical tension. So what's the heaviest weight we can use? Well, envision a bench press. Everyone can sort of envision that in their mind's eye and build that picture. If your arms are locked out and you take the weight off of its resting place and you're just holding it out above you, you can handle a whole lot of weight that way. And everybody knows you can handle way more weight just holding out in front of you and lower it to your chest, and then you're sort of screwed. You can't lift it back off of your chest. But you could control it on the way down. And we call that the eccentric or the negative phase of motion, is when active muscles are lengthening. So if you think about your pectorals and your triceps and all the muscles involved in the bench press, they're all lengthening against resistance as you lower the weight down to your chest. And in this phase, you can handle a whole lot of weight. But on the other way, the concentric, the positive, the lifting portion, and you can envision your pectorals and your triceps and all the other muscles involved shortening, they're contracting as you lift the weight back up off your chest. You're not nearly as strong in that phase, which is why we've all experienced the scenario where we can lower a weight down to our chest without much difficulty, and then it's really, really hard to lift it back up, to lift it back up off your chest. And this happens with every muscle every time. This is true in a squat, in a deadlift, in a bicep curl. For every muscle you can name, all the big skeletal muscles, your prime movers, you have this inherent limitation. You could be doing more, but you're not, because you're limited by the amount you can lift back up off your chest. If my max is 225 and I can lift 225 pounds up off my chest, I can probably lower 315, even up to 350. I could hold that out above me and lower it all the way down without much problem, without it being out of control. So we have this inherent difference between how much we can lower and how much we can lift. So we could be using 350 pounds, let's say, and exposing our skeleton and our muscles and our whole system to that level of mechanical tension, which we know is the primary goal, the stimulus. So we could be using the 350-pound barbell to do bench presses, but we can't lift that off of our chest. So what do we have to do? We have to compromise. We have to reduce the amount of weight on the bar. We have to reduce the effectiveness of the exercise just so we can lift it up off of our chest in the first place. I could be doing 350, but now I'm stuck doing 225 because that's what I can lift up off of my chest. So I'm doing 225 up and down and 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 up and down, never getting that level of stimulus from the heavier weight that I could have handled. And so that's one of the main changes in strength we experience through a range of motion. We're way stronger in the negative. We can withstand a lot more weight than we can lift. We can control the descent of a far heavier weight than we could have lifted in the first place. And so that's a huge discrepancy that represents an inefficiency. I always give the example of beer versus whiskey. Same sort of effect, but you require far less of the whiskey. So ARX comes along and says, hey, you get to do that 350 on the way down, and then it's like a magical barbell that automatically becomes 225 on the way up when you try to lift it up off your chest, and then magically becomes whatever you need on the way down. So it's what we call adaptive resistance. It matches you moment by moment. So you're never underloading yourself like you are with a barbell. With a barbell, you have to underload yourself so you can do multiple repetitions. But with ARX, you're never underloaded, and that represents maximum efficiency. So the primary stimulus to muscle development, to strength development, to whatever adaptive response you want, that primary stimulus is mechanical tension, and ARX concentrates that active ingredient, much like whiskey concentrates the active ingredient of ethanol, whereas beer dilutes it. And so ARX just gives you all the good stuff, all the medicine, all the stimulus with none of the filler. And so you don't need 3, 4, 5 times per week, and you don't need an hour or more per session. And it's all due to avoiding the inefficiencies, the primary one of which is that scenario I just mentioned where we're chronically underloaded during the negative or the lowering phase or the eccentric with a weight.